God reveals his plan or God's plan. Amen. We don't always know, you know, honestly, we're trying to figure it out what God is up to, what his plans are. We know his universal plan, but sometimes knowing that specific plan for your life, sometimes you don't understand what you're going through. Come on, somebody. May just be, hello, somebody. Tell your neighbor, part of the plan. Amen. Because with God, nothing is an accident. Now, we have seen Abraham face to face with God in different situations, and he responds differently to the different situations and circumstances that he has been going through as he is walking with God. Are you with me? Watch this. The thing about Abraham that I discover is that we see fragments of his faith. We see fragments of his failures. We see fragments, amen, of his weakness. And last week we saw that even his wife caught some of his weaknesses. Come on, help me, somebody. In other words, she imitated, amen, the very thing that he did. They thought it was funny. I mean, I get it. It really is kind of funny when you think about it. Like, I don't think they thought it was funny as much as they thought they were laughing, in the sense like, man, I can't believe this. I mean, seriously, this seems impossible. Amen. Imagine this. You've heard me preach this. 3 to 4 times God has already tried to what? Encourage him. Amen. Impact him in a way to let him know, man, it's you. Sometimes it's unbelievable that God has chosen you. Come on, help me, somebody. Sometimes when you think about it, you're like, man, I can't even believe that God is blessing me the way he is, because I really don't deserve it, but here I am. God just keeps doing things over and over again. It's interesting because many times it's not obvious what the plan is. We don't know. We start this journey, amen, on the unknown, and that's what he did. He is called the father of faith because when God called him, he didn't ask a bunch of questions. Isn't that amazing? When God asks you to do something, you say you got to pray about it? Let me pray about that, Pastor. I'm saying, okay, pray about it then. Tell me what the Lord tell you. Amen. Because God has already spoken. I told you last week that the God gives the pastor a window to your soul. So if he asks you something, come on, help me, somebody. See, that's where it's at today. We have lost, for some reason in church, somehow the sanctity. Amen. That the man of God is not just a man or any man. But boy, listen, if you can just get from his lips, according to Malachi, the lips of the priest shall preserve knowledge, and they shall come and hear from him. Are you with me? If you ever want to know God's plan, come to church and pay attention, and you will hear something from the Lord. So how does God reveal his plan? Amen. It seems impossible. Amen. See, when we accept Jesus Christ into our lives, watch this, he has broken bread with the Lord. He invited him into his tent. Come on. He didn't went out and prepare. I told you, he was in post-recovery, right? Because remember, he had just been circumcised. So he was running around, 99-year-old man running around trying to entertain. Come on, somebody. Y'all with me? We're in the book. Amen. Some of you get a cold and can't come to church. Come on, somebody. Amen. Come on now. You get a call and you be like, oh man, I don't know. I don't know about today. Amen. But here's a man who's been circumcised, running around. Amen. Running around entertaining. Amen. He's broken bread with the Lord. Here's how you know you're really in fellowship with the body of Christ. When you have fellowship. When you see the joy in fellowship. Are you with me? Here's the thing. There's no healing in hiding. If you keep hiding, you won't be able to heal. If you don't get around people, amen, godly people, not just any kind of people, but godly people. Watch this. He's broken bread. He had fellowship. He worshiped. He praised. And Abraham, who will become the father of faith, he had not yet become what God had said he would become. Are you with me? And that's a word for somebody. God, what does God say you are? Come on, somebody. He says you're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Amen. He says greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Can I help you with something? You may not see the plan just yet. Hallelujah. But if you stay faithful, if you stay available, if you become approachable, come on and help me, somebody. God will reveal his plan. Are you with me? You don't have to read your horoscope. You don't have to know your angel number. Come on and help me, somebody. All you have to do is get in this word right here, and he will reveal his plan. But watch this. But you got to be in fellowship. That's what he did when he invited them into his tent. Come on, somebody. When you invite Jesus into your life, I said Jesus, you know what happens to you? You become a new creature. Old things are passed away. I read this Colossians passage yesterday at the marriage ER, and it says, and he transferred us from the domain of darkness into his what? Kingdom. Imagine that. God's plan for you had already been written. God knew where you needed to be. He saved us, y'all. He didn't save us to stay home. You can't. Listen, you got a lot to offer. God has invested in you. God has invested in Abraham. Watch the text. It's in the text. So after he had the little fellowship, verse 16, the text says what? And it says the men rose up. Now, remember, these men are really angels, and one is the Lord. Amen? All right? And so the text says, then the men rose up from there and looked down towards what? Sodom. Now, we're going to get to Sodom later. I don't want to, you know, let the cat out the bag just yet. Or the bag out the cat. Watch this. He looked down to Sodom. Now, does anybody know what Sodom was? Where Sodom was? Sodom was the place that Lot, here we go, that Lot had made a choice to move to. Watch this. Lot had moved close to Sodom, but then Lot was pulled into Sodom. Let me illustrate for you real quick, okay? You say I ain't going out there and do nothing bad, but I ain't going back to church. Or I'm not hanging around these people. Watch this. You ready? Sodom is a symbolic of the world. You understand? Sometimes we move a little close to the world, and then before you know it, we're all the way in the world. And that's what happened to Lot, Abraham's nephew. You get it? Abraham's nephew, who was with him, who was righteous. The Bible calls Lot righteous. So it's possible to be Christian and live in the world and get influenced by the world. Watch this. And forfeit your faith for pleasures of the world. That's what Lot did. Watch this, though. Lot went in there and had kids and everything. He was raising some worldly kids. And so watch the text. You got to watch the text. He says, and he looked down towards Sodom, and Abraham was walking, what? With them to what? To send them off. And so the question is, amen, how does God reveal the plan? Here's what you got. First thing you got to understand. First thing you got to know is this. Put it on the screen for me. First thing you got to do is what? We must be willing to what? That's right. When God reveals his plan, it's because you are willing to what? Strengthen the relationship you already have with him. Listen, Abraham could have just said, all right, y'all, see y'all later. But what the text is telling us is that he was willing because he had been in the presence of God. He did not want to leave the presence of God. Do I have anybody here today? When you come into the church house, when you go into your prayer closet, when you leave this house, amen, you go back into the world and you just simply want to be in the presence of God. How do you continue to practice it in presence? You have to strengthen the relationship that you already have. And what happens to most people, they want to see God's plan, but they don't want to have a relationship with the one who's in control of the plan. Strengthen your relationship. And when we strengthen our relationship with God, his plan becomes clearer. Here he is walking down, and he's sending them off, right? But he's walking with them. Amen? Tell your neighbor, you got to walk with God. You have to walk with God. And when you walk with God, and watch this, walk with God, and write this down, but you'll walk with God. You get it? You'll walk with God. Let me ask you a question. How is your walk with God? Some of us are trying to figure it out, right? But it's your walk with God that puts you in a place where you begin to understand his plan. Look what the text says. Verse 17. Verse 17 says, the Lord said, now look at the Lord. The Lord said what? Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? What was God about to do? Anybody read the Bible? He's about to go into Sodom and Gomorrah and wipe them out. Now, why was God so sensitive about Abraham's feelings? Okay. Why was he so sensitive about his revelation about this? Because what he wants Abraham to know is this. If you're going to be the father of faith, there's some things you're going to have to confront. There's some things you're going to have to preach. Same-sex marriage. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Adultery. Theft. Murders. All these. You're going to have to address it because guess what? You may not be liked. Oh, I wish I had somebody. You may not be liked for what I'm about to say to you, but guess what? You're going to have to call it out. So when God reveals his plan, the next thing is this. We will be able to what? See, not everybody is able to handle the revelation. Here's the revelation. I come to church, I get convicted. I think I was having a conversation with someone yesterday. They'll say, yeah, people come to church, and they're like, why is it every time I come to church, he's always talking about sin or something like that? Why can't he talk about something positive? Well, it just so happened that's your Sunday. And that's what God, listen, you arrived here today and God wants you to hear what's being said right now. But when God reveals his plan, not only will you not be so sensitive, but you will be able, watch this, to handle the revelation so that you can pass down the revelation. Because you and I have to understand, we got people following us. And so you have to have the courage enough to say, no, that's wrong. This is right. We're doing okay. God was about to execute his judgment upon Sodom and Gomorrah, destroy it because of their terrible wickedness. Now God is revealing this plan. Watch this. You know what plan he's revealing to Abraham here? You know what revelation he's telling, he's really revealing to him? He's revealing to him that I am holy. I am a holy God. Come on, somebody. Guess what? That he does not frown on unrighteousness. He executes judgment against unrighteousness. In other words, God is saying, here's a revelation for you. How's your life? Because I'm coming. We can't call right wrong and wrong right, amen, when it comes down to God's plan. God's plan? I wish I had you. Not Drake's version, my version, Bible's version. Yeah. Amen. God's plan. And in God's plan, you will get the revelation that you're looking for. But look to the word of God for your answers. Are you with me? Watch this. Watch what he says next. Verse 18. I'm almost done. I got a few minutes. Watch what he says. He says in verse 18, since Abraham, now you see why he needed the revelation? Why did he need the revelation? Because you're going to be great. Watch this. You can't be great and want the world at the same time. The plan that God has for us does not include living in the world. Your greatness is tied into your godliness. You're going to be great. Come on, you better tell somebody, I'm going to be great. I'm going to be great. I'm going to be better. I'm going to be great. Watch this. Watch what he says. He says, the Lord said, since Abraham, see how he's aligning the revelation for where he's heading? Gosh, buddy. Listen, some of you were in other churches because that was where you were in your spiritual life. Lord have mercy. God had to move you to get you to a place, come on, help me somebody, where you're now ready, watch this, for greatness. See, that was preparation. All of it is preparation. When you look at Abraham's life, you see the stages he was in. He was in children's church. He was in the nursery church. He was in the hype church. He was in the hip-hop church until finally, come on, help me somebody, God got him to a place. See, here's the thing. God can't trust you with greatness if you minoring in minor things. If you're messing with messy things. Let me help you right quick. See, here's the thing. When people move to greatness, they're not playing around no more. And I know we made a joke about it, but let me just illustrate. I told Cliff today, I said, you're not the boy Cliff no more. You're the man Cliff. because you're moving from a boy to a man. Are you with me? When you start seeing yourself as greatness that God has put inside of you, come on and help me, somebody. You may not have all that you want right now, but listen, that ain't what it's about. Here's what it's about. It's about the character that God is building in you. It's about what God is moving in your life, what God is trying to prepare. He's molding you. He's shaping you for greatness. How many believe that? Give God a hand clap of praise if you really believe that. And if you believe that, you have to live responsibly, righteously. Here's what God is into. God is into how you're living. You can't just pray blessings down when praises go up. That's nowhere in Scripture. Find it for me. When you find that Scripture, okay, we're going to read it together. But when praises go up, that's just praises. First of all, why would you praise for a blessing? You praise because you love God. Isn't that right? But if I'm praising for blessings, then my motives are wrong. See, we got to correct a lot of stuff that people been teaching. See? But the plan is the fact that you can handle the what? The revelation. What is God revealing to you about righteousness, about right living? Every time you come here, you're going to be like, oh, shoot, Pastor, get on my nerves today. But that's okay. Amen. It's the word that's trying to change you. Look what he says. He says, since he will be what? Since he, Abraham, will surely become a what? A great what? Nation. I got to reveal this to him because where he's going, Abraham, you're going to have to call out sin. Oh, you're going to have to check yourself before you wreck yourself. See? Because, see, great people don't mess around in stuff that will take them away from their greatness. You got me? So the next point is this. You know what I want to tell you? A lot of us want blessings, but we're not responsible. How can you become great and you're not responsible in the little things? God can't even trust you with 10. How he's going to trust you with greatness? He'll become a great nation. The responsibility of becoming a great nation. Where I'm going on Wednesday, that's his. Israel. That's the great nation that God was predicting here. But he had to live responsibly because of the responsibility. Can I tell you something? If you want to be great, there's a responsibility that comes with it. You got to be disciplined. Mm-hmm. You got to pray. I ain't talking about this little short prayer. I'm talking about devotions, reading your word, praying, worshiping, giving, serving. The question is he ready? See? So you have revelation. You have what? Responsibility. Look what the text says. Watch what the text says now. Verse 17, it says, the Lord said, shall I hide this? Verse 18, since Abraham will become a great and mighty nation, watch this, and in him. Watch this. You haven't birthed yet what God is about to do. Listen to me. some of us, the vision and the plan is in the embryonic stages. Lord have mercy. It hasn't come full term yet. You don't know how long it's going to be. But some of us are not patient enough to wait. God is testing your responsibility before you birth greatness. What he says? He says right here, a great and mighty nation, and in him all nations of the earth. In who? In Abraham. What if he would have messed it up? Remember, the devil tried to mess it up by Ishmael, by him sleeping with Hagar. We're going to see that about a month from now. Okay, we're going to see how Hagar becomes a problem now. We're waiting for what God is about to do for us. But in the process of waiting, we can't mess up. Saints, you have an assignment. You have a responsibility. Somebody else's life, oh Lord have mercy, is tied to your life. If you give up now, just imagine how many people. I thank God that I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Because when I think about the life that I have now, but then the people that's tied to me, not just my family, this church, where would this church be had I not really accepted Jesus? Oh, I wish I had somebody. And I want to help you with something. I want you to understand and get a little bit more serious about the way you're living, because the way you live affects everybody. Next point is this. This is the last one. Uh-oh. When we recognize what? Our blessings are tied into our what? Yes. Your blessings are tied into the relationship you have with him. But your blessings is also tied, amen, into the people that are close to you. But also in the things that God is going to birth through you. Why would we mess up our blessings in you? You ready? God is trying to bless in you. God is trying to bless somebody in you. God is trying to use your life. But God can't do nothing if you're doing this. Closed hands don't get blessed. If you don't sow seeds, they'll never grow. Nothing will grow. We're looking at everybody else. God wants to be a blessing through you. We're looking at everybody else's blessing. Man, I wish I could have, would have, should have, would have, would have. But guess what? You got to see that in you, God has a blessing. Are you with me? Look at verse 19. I'm going to sit down somewhere. Look at verse 19 right quick. You ready? Boy, oh boy. Look what God says about him. And you know what? God says the same thing about us. Look at verse 19. What does it say? For I have what? Yes. I have what? Chosen him. You know what the word chosen there means? Yada. You know what yada means? To acknowledge. I know him. Listen, I didn't choose you because of what you did. I chose you because I already knew you. I formed you in your mother's womb. Amen. Before a word came out your mouth, I knew it. Boy, I'm preaching to myself today. All right, that's cool. Amen. I'm acquainted with you. I know every intricate details about you. He says, for I, imagine God having the question, should I reveal this to him now? Come on, let me ask you a question. Are you ready for God's plan? Are you ready for the revelation? Hallelujah to his holy name. He says, I have chosen him so that he may command, watch this, his house, his children, his household after him to do what? To keep the way of the Lord by doing what? Righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him. You want to know why we haven't seen the plan yet? Put the point up. Where's the point? We have to pass down. Get your kids praying, praising. Pass it down. God wants us to live what? And then the plan will start coming together. Plan, you're going to start seeing like, wow, I'm living right so I can see right. You know what righteousness really is? Just right living. What's right living? Right living, not according to your standards, but according to what the word says. He was chosen. He was going to be great. But he had to be a good example to his family because it affected the next two generations. See? That's deep, ain't it? He had the responsibility to teach them to live righteously. If you want to see God's plan, it ain't magic. It's obedience. And you know, saints, and I'm closing, we can't use these little shortcuts. You know, we know once saved, always saved. But can I tell you something? The patience, the kindness, amen, and the tolerance of God should lead us to repent. Because God has been so, how many can say God has been so kind to you? You know, God's plan for us is like a jigsaw puzzle. We may only see a few pieces at a time. But as we follow him and seek his will, watch this, he reveals more and more of the puzzle to us. Each piece we discover reveals a new aspect of his plan, watch this, and how it fits with the other pieces. You wondering why this went this way. You don't know that the reason why it went that way because it was part of the puzzle. All the pieces will come together eventually, and you'll see the big picture. God's plan is complex. But as we seek him, he reveals it bit by bit so that we can understand it better. Don't get frustrated because this piece of your life right now, it's dark, it's dim, it's troubling, it's indecisive, you don't know what's going on. It's part of the puzzle that he's trying to put together in your life.